Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. 4 fire season is approaching in Canada. In northern Quebec, there are currently already 2 forest fires blazing, which began on May 11th. Natural Resources Canada is warning we could be seeing a season of extreme fires, and with it, poor air quality. One research group in Montreal, the McGill Center for Climate Change and Human Health, is teaching people how to use simple materials to protect themselves from poor air quality.
It's not just the slow warming of the planet, it's kind of these other impacts that happen, like extreme weather, flooding, heat waves, changes in infectious diseases, potentially like Lyme disease, wildfires, right? And these are increasing and happening more frequent with greater intensity with climate change.
That was Professor Jill Baumgartner, the director of the Center for Climate Change and Human Health. Her and a team of PhD students recently led their first workshop in NDG, teaching residents how to make something called a Corsi Rosenthal box. Here is PhD student Siobhan Carroll to explain.
Basically, these are just, you take some furnace filters, so anything that you can get from a hardware store that's a furnace filter, you can use some of those. You duct tape them to a box fan, and then you basically just use cardboard and duct tape to cover up the holes, make sure it's pretty airtight, and they're nice little handy fans that you can keep in your house. They're not super huge, and they're handy for filtering out particles from the air and viruses and dust.
The box, made from simple and affordable materials, can be effective for filtering unsafe air, according to the center.
Air pollution has a lot of really negative effects on your health, and especially when we have events like wildfires and there's a lot of air pollution in the air, it becomes extra important to protect yourself.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.